USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still concerned about migrant caravans headed through Mexico north towards the U.S. border. And he says rocks thrown by members of those caravans would be considered firearms by U.S. troops at the southern border. And last night he asks this question at a rally in Columbia, Missouri.
Those caravans, you know, you look at what's happening. Does anybody think that's just by accident that they're forming? Does anybody think?
The president suggesting liberal Democrats are behind the caravan formations. The San Francisco 49ers again faced with one of their own taking a knee during the national anthem. This time, a cheerleader did it last night before their game against the Oakland Raiders. The controversial practice of taking a knee during the anthem to bring attention to issues started with then quarterback for the 49ers Colin Kaepernick in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th Gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Reports are President Trump is considering someone in particular to be the next United Nations ambassador. USA Radio's Robin Walensky tells us
President Trump considering State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert for the U.S. ambassador to the UN post. The former Fox News anchor would replace Nikki Haley, who's leaving at the end of the year.
The Delaware Department of Justice is now investigating possible child sex abuse in the Catholic Diocese of Wilmington. Officials confirming late yesterday they've issued a subpoena for diocesan records spanning several decades. The DOJ is also looking for possible victims. Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc to have his day in court today as the Florida man accused of mailing bombs to prominent Democrats around the nation is due in a courtroom in Miami for a pre-trial detention hearing. The judge could order the 56-year-old to be transferred to New York where he's expected to be prosecuted. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The very latest now on Google employees walking off the job. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Thursday at 11:10 a.m. local time, Google employees around the world walked out of their jobs as a way to protest workplace culture that they say promotes and protects perpetrators of sexual harassment. Google employee Sam Dutton told Fox News why he walked out.
In support of anyone in any workplace who has been harassed, and to ensure that perpetrators are not protected and not rewarded.
A true giant of Major League Baseball passes away. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
McCovey with a double, and the Giants have won it.
That's legendary Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully with the call, showing the opposing giant, Willie McCovey, some love in his final appearance in July of 1980. McCovey blasted 521 career home runs, his inspirational play prompting the San Francisco Giants to place a bronze statue of him as the centerpiece of McCovey Point outside San Francisco's AT&T Park. When it was dedicated in 2003, McCovey told his adoring fans,
I guess I've come a long ways from that young guy in Mobile, Alabama, to having a statue here in San Francisco. Thank you.
McCovey died on Wednesday after some health problems. He was 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.